Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls on broadcasting.
One leftist scumbag, Governor Downs, and maybe one more to go. Welcome, my friends, to what I believe is the best radio show out there, podcast, whatever. Why? Because we bring it every single day. Fresh perspective, things like that. Is it the funniest? I don't know. Is it the most clever? I think it is amongst them. Is it the most informative? It's up at the top. But when you put it all together and you put your little graphic equalizer things there, on balance, we are the best, baby. And it's because of you. And the more you spread the word, the better. So I'm going to ask you to do that. Let somebody know. Tell them what we do. Hopefully they'll support us. And, you know, we'll take those little fractional pennies, make them into dollars, and keep the team, keep hope alive. Keep the team together. While reports are that Cuomo's advisors are split on whether he should resign or stay, he's gone, writes this one person. Next, and I'm just telling you this, this is my observation, CNN Chris Cuomo, he's going to find out that he's no longer the brother of the king, and he too will be deposed, and America will get rid of its Uday and Kusay. By the way, the person who wrote that first part was me. I said that they're trying to tell you, well, we don't know whether, you know, part of his staff has left, his chief of staff left Andrew Cuomo. That's a person that says, hey, you know what, dude? You're starting to radiate. You know, when a nuclear fission occurs, the nuclear, what's relatively benign nuclear product becomes hot. And depending upon how far you are from it, is how much damage it will do to reprogram your DNA. And let me just put it this way. If you're within feet of the nuclear, of the nuclear material, you're deader than disco. You will die a horrible death. You have to be really, really far away to survive it. Go look it up. Go look at nuclear poisoning and you'll see what I'm talking about. Radiation poisoning is what they call it. So Cuomo's chief of staff said, I've seen the pictures. No way am I going to go out looking like that. I want an open casket at my funeral. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Go to our website and check it out. I'm going to keep saying it until you do it. So what this all means, folks, is we're winning. And in this is a battle that we're not even waging. This is leftism on leftism. This is brother against brother. The leftists are eating their own as the powers that be have now decided they don't want Cuomo as the dictator in New York any longer. And that means the Cuomo dynasty is over. I don't know who their kids are. I know they're marrying into, you know, they put these strategic marriages together, media people marry politicians, etc. But it's over. Just like it is with the Clintons. Chelsea could have 50 kids. She could adopt 500 black babies from Africa. And none of them are going anywhere because people are sick of it. Americans get tired of this aristocracy that comes with names. Oh, you're an Obama, you're a Clinton, you're a Cuomo, you're a Rockefeller. Well, you know what? You ain't no better than me. That's the way I look at it. So, he's not the only one embroiled in this battle, and I'm speaking of Andrew Cuomo. The potential fallout from this can defrock Newsom as well. And I believe it's sort of a bellwether for what the Democratic Party is doing. The Democratic Party's going, you know what? We might have to take a look at what we've done here. This poll that was released recently said half of likely California voters want Governor Newsom recalled. It was conducted August the 2nd through the 4th. Survey USA for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Keep in mind, folks, this is leftist. 51% of respondents said they would vote to remove Newsom if the recall election were held today. 40% they say they want him to stay in office, which leaves 9% of other that can't help Newsom one way or the other. It can't help him. He could have all 9%. He's still going to lose. They said when balanced against the survey USA San Diego Tribune poll conducted in May found that only 36% of the people wanted Newsom gone. Now it's up to 51. What do you think it's going to be as the blackouts continue? What do you think it's going to be as this, if he shuts that state down again? And I could go on. What do you think is going to happen? Now, I got to ask on a radio show, Kevin, do you think your friend Larry Elder can win the governorship of California? No. Larry's a great guy. He should win, but he won't. You know, and I'm glad he's running because he raises his profile. It puts him in the limelight for a little while, but he's going to lose. A lot of money will go into it, and that's fine. I mean, it is what it is. We waste a lot of money in elections. Look at the amount of money we've wasted getting the so-called leaders of the Republican Party who have gotten us nothing. They roll over to get their bellies, you know, rubbed by the Democrats. So often, you don't even know whose pet are they? They're not yours. So anyway, by the way, 41% of the people wanted Newsom to stay in the previous survey, and only 36% wanted him out. Now, 40% want him to stay, so he's down 7, is that right? The number we wanted to say? No, in other words, 47% opposed the recall. So he's lost 7% there, and the 15% more don't like him. That's a trend line that is going the wrong way. So here's the question. And by the way, I believe that if Democrats couldn't cheat, Newsom's recall would be a foregone conclusion, and his replacement would be a real Republican, not a Schwarzenegger. But you got to ask yourself this. How have we gotten to the point where we have two of the most powerful governors on the ropes simultaneously? Because both of these guys represent leftism at its finest. So the attack by their conservative opponents is understood and it's warranted. But how have why haven't leftists circled the wagon on behalf of these stalwarts? That's my question to you. Iconic leftists ordained by their DNA, powerful families that run their prospective states, big states important to Democrats, their guys are on the ropes. One of them gone. One of them perhaps soon to be gone. We'll see soon, but it doesn't bode well. Anyway, we've got to take a short break. Keep it here, folks. We'll be back. You're listening to Kevin Jackson and the Kevin Jackson Network.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A lot of good news floating around out there, folks, if you know where to look. On the WooFlu side, you got unions saying, we're not going to do this. You can't force us to do this. The sheriffs of San Francisco said, you're going to lose a lot of people. Police unions. You think these guys are going to face what they face and then be forced to get a shot? Go. You already have police leaving in droves, and now you're going to force me to do it? Other workers as well. What does that lead to? Massive unemployment. Oh, Kevin, people are going to fill those jobs. No, they're not. The left has made welfare so plentiful, and, you know, why would you want to work? There's no pride in work. There's no pride in ownership. Nothing. There's no pride in the country. That's leftism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm talking about all the signs that are out there. All you got to do is know how to look. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't work to be done. Oh, there's a ton. I get up every morning. We have more projects and money and resources, but we still go at it because you can never let up with these clowns. But I'm telling you, right in front of your face, they reveal themselves. There is nothing about the Wu flu virus that hasn't been revealed to you to make you understand it's a farce. Whether you want to take the shot, because it does exist. I'm not telling you it's a figment of our imagination. The virus exists. It's a Chinese bioweapon that was unleashed on our economy, and the leftists took advantage of it. It does exist. It's killing people, not to the degree that they tell you. There's no reason for kids or really hardly anybody else to get the shot because the shot's ineffective. In fact, it's worse. It's hurting people. It's worse than the disease. And I could go on. See, and the more that they do this stuff, the more the left exposes who they really are. I'll give you an example. So we were talking about Cuomo. It is the left who wage a war on women. Think about Cuomo. I'll give you three people, Cuomo, Epstein, and Weinstein. Three people who wage war on women that are avowed leftists. They're Democrats to their core. They've taken all these either leftists or rhinos, in the case of Epstein, to his island so he could have illicit sex with underage women. Or who knows, for that matter. Cuomo is a sexual harasser. By the way, Joey Demento, the guy running the party, he's a sexual harasser and a womanizer. Drove his wife to suicide. Killed his own daughter in the same instance. Ruined his kids. His boys. Look at Hunter. What a great representative of America's first family. A Dr. Jill who fakes her credentials, and Hunter Biden, a crackhead who believes that he has the world on a string. Open, folks. Kevin, you had to do some real digging to figure out all that, that Dr. Jill's a fake, that Joe Biden's a fraud, a racist fraud on top of that, a womanizer who's probably done as bad as Cuomo or worse. Certainly he's an idiot suffering from a brain disease. That doesn't seem to stop the left. They're in your face with all this nonsense. So, like I said, look at how Harvey Weinstein operated with immunity for decades, and you get my point. Epstein, with immunity for decades. Biggest, most powerful people in the world. And now we get to Cuomo. The dirty non-secret truth, folks, is that women hate other women. I'm talking about leftist women, not conservatives. But these leftist women hate each other more than any man could hate them. I don't even hate them. I feel sorry for the hairy underarm crowd. The vagina hat wearing, you know, musky smelling, I am woman, hear me roar. And oh, by the way, I see you, I smell you coming. Leftist women hate leftist women. Hang around most of them for more than a few minutes and you know why. Hollywood showcases these women. They do it routinely. Bad moms, mean girls, rich housewife of any frickin' where. You go watch the shows and you know what you see. You watch it. If you ever watch these shows, here's what you will say to yourself. Yeah, they're friends? These people are supposed to be friends, right? Look at how leftist women, the misandrous feminists, those who hate men, attack conservative women. Look at how they attack conservatives. They can't stand conservative women. More so than black leftists hate black conservatives. But the divide between the left is not limited to their women's factions battling it out, folks. Their male hyena counterparts can't stand them either. Leftist male, and I use that term loosely, subjugate themselves to their women while passively aggressively getting even with leftist women simultaneously. And you may say, Kevin, how do they do that? Well, generally, they're on the down low. They're girly boys. Most leftist men get even with their, and I'm using my finger quote, women by finding themselves a man. Ergo, the growth of the LGBTQIA+ community. And speaking of the LGBTQIA+ community, we now learn that the president of the nation's largest LGBTQ advocacy organization may have sold women out in order to protect his boss. Cuomo is a confirmed sexual abuser of women. And to what degree? We can debate that. He may not be a Weinstein, he may not be an Epstein. But by today's standards, this person wrote this, he's a creep. And he's under fire because he's a creep who bullies women, which makes him a harasser. He wants women to be kept silent about what he tries in the way of sexual advances. And he buries it in the, I'm just being friendly. I'm a friendly guy. I'm an Italian. I mean, that's what we do. We hug. We grab women by the I mean, that's just what we do. But we know that he's harassed multiple women. I don't need to walk you through that. But there was a guy that worked for him. And he's a human rights campaign president, Alfonso David. He worked in Cuomo's office for 8 years before he took his new position as a human rights president of an organization that is for human rights. And they confirm that David provided Cuomo's aide with confidential personnel files of a former Cuomo staffer after the staffer publicly accused the governor of harassment. So the LGBTQ leader sold out a Democrat woman by the name of Lindsay Boylan. Cuomo's aide asked David for the file the day the former staffer made her public accusation against Cuomo, and he capitulated. He gave it to him. So clearly, Team Cuomo wanted this information so they could intimidate Boylan and impugn her reputation. Thus, Cuomo's aides later leaked this negative information about her to the press and consulted David on other ways they might disparage accusers. This was according to the report by the Attorney General. You know, the one that's still looking after Trump and they want to get his taxes and all this other stuff. Well, here's what was going on there. Now, David heads an organization that's supposed to protect human rights. How's that for irony? Actually, when dealing with leftists, here's what you learn. That's par for the course. These revelations would easily cause somebody to question whether David should stay in that role, but I guarantee you he'll stay there.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. top man in the Senate is taking a victory lap after two big wins in the Senate this week. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling it a significant legislative week, but warning about tough work ahead. The New York Democrats saying the budget resolution bill will help the American people out a great deal.
We passed a robust budget resolution that will grow the middle class in the 21st century and give more Americans a chance to get into the middle class.
Republicans are worried about tax hikes and continuing inflation. Southwest Airlines is blaming the coronavirus Delta variant for weaker bookings. The airline lowering its profit and revenue forecast on Wednesday, becoming the second airline in less than a week to warn that the fast-spreading Delta variant will cut into results. Southwest expecting their August operating revenue to be 15 to 20% lower than a year ago. USA Radio News. There's growing concerns about soaring gas prices in the United States. The White House is pressing OPEC and oil-producing allies to hike oil production in an effort to get gas prices down. An unnamed official saying the administration is anxious to use whatever tools it has to get gas prices reduced. Roughly 200 current and former Navy SEALs swam across the Hudson River in New York earlier this week as a tribute to those who lost their lives in the September 11th attacks. Veteran Andy Rios was among them.
Thinking about, you know, all the lives lost that were here, you know, and what great sacrifices that we had to do as a country and as a people to get us where we're at now. You know, just taking it all in, it's very difficult to put it into words, you know.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In one word, can you describe the past 100 days?
Hell, can I say that?
Yeah, you can. I think that's fair. What still keeps you up at night? You've been commended for your clear and your calm leadership. People from all over the country and the world have tuned into your press conferences. Your statewide approval rating, a career high, 84%. You came in second only to President Obama as the most trusted Democratic leader in America. How do you intend on spending that political capital that you've earned? If you had to give President Trump a grade on how he's handled this pandemic, what would you give him? What grade would you give yourself? You've said that you have no political aspirations beyond the job you're in right now.
Right.
A lot of people are asking why. Why not think about something grander, bigger, presidential? Would you accept a cabinet position
No.
in a Biden administration?
No.
That was a quick no.
Nope.
Why not? I know that you've been portrayed as some sort of a homecoming king of this crisis, and a headline from Jezebel Help, I think I'm in love with Andrew Cuomo. The New York Post dubbed you the new Love Gov. Chelsea Handler wrote you a love letter essay in Vogue entitled, Dear Andrew Cuomo, I want to be your first lady. Your reaction to all of that, your daughter's reaction to all of that, when are you going to hug your mom again?
It's a very powerful interview, and he is no holds barred. He says exactly what he's thinking. As you know, that's his style.
Well, you can see that, and you ask the tough questions. I tell you that much as well.
Can you believe that? You ask the tough questions. Woo-hoo! Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're going to play a few clips of Cuomo sort of documenting the beginning of the fall. I'm giddy. I ain't gonna lie. I think it's hysterical what's going on with this guy. And well deserved. I don't, you know, I'm not upset that I'm not relishing it in one sense of it, but I'm certainly not upset that it's happening to the Cuomo brothers, because it's happening to both of them. We're going to talk more about it, but I'm going to go through some of these clips that we've collected over the past few months about Cuomo, just to remind you of how quickly the left will turn on you. Conservatives, if we learn nothing from all of these things that we've witnessed, here's what I do want people to understand. It is important that you support your fellow brother, conservative, or sister. The reason is, we are all fallible. We don't put ourselves on pedestals. with the expectation that, oh, we're living perfect lives. We understand we are capable of failure. And what's interesting is that we strive for truth. Cuomo knew he was lying the entire time. With everything that's been going on, it's just been a lie. So I want to go through some of these clips that we have. Bear with me. I think you'll get it because you'll see this walk through sort of this complete unadulterated adulation of this man. And now, where does he find himself? He finds himself on the out. So here's a few clips.
Trevor, you call yourself a Cuomosexual, and I agree with you. I feel like I'm a Cuomosexual too.
Yeah, I think it's been really, it genuinely has been very inspiring and refreshing to see a leader like Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, who's come out and engaged his briefings in a non-political way. He's engaged them as a leader. He's engaged them as a human being. He's also taken blame for things where he says, look, I understand that I'm doing certain things that people are going to hate me for, and I'm willing to make these decisions because I think it's the best thing for human life first. We can always create business afterwards. I think he's been informative. I think he's been informed. And like once I saw people online falling in love with him, there's a group of women who came out and they said, we're falling in love with Cuomo. And I said, well, yeah, everyone should be a Cuomosexual in that way. Like you should love a leader who engages the people and remembers that they're serving the people as opposed to, you know, the people working for them. So any leader who's doing that in a crisis, I applaud them.
The governor has abused his powers. He has a pattern of abusive behavior. He has abused me and my family by calling me and threatening my career in front of my kids, in front of my wife. So we must hold him accountable, not just for his abusive behavior, but his abuse of power. That's what's at stake right now. 9 of my colleagues sent out a memo on Monday after his press conference when he continued to just rope us in and try to rope us in into his web of lies. At that point, I knew that he wasn't going to listen. He's not going to collaborate with the legislature. And we send out a memo for immediate rescinding of his powers. And in that memo, we've also signaled that we should be exploring impeachment process to hold this executive accountable. But it wasn't about the governor. It was about protecting the integrity of the Senate and Assembly.
Assemblyman, if he were to run for a fourth term in 2022, and he emerges the nominee, would you support him?
I can't see myself supporting him for anything politically at this point.
Obviously, I'm aware of what's going on with my brother. And obviously, I cannot cover it because he is my brother. I have always cared very deeply about these issues and profoundly so.
All right, a third woman has come forward with sexual harassment accusations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Her name's Anna Rusch, who has ties to the Obama administration and Biden administration, told the New York Times she met Cuomo at a wedding in 2019, where he allegedly asked her, quote, can I kiss you? The governor has yet to address these latest accusations head on. Will this, coupled with the state's nursing home crisis, where he underreported these deaths, spell the end of him and his political career?
Every time he turned to the administration, the federal government was there with everything.
He did not say that.
Everything.
And that is not what happened.
Yes, he absolutely
did. No, he said, I went to the federal government. They helped me with things. They did not help with everything. They're still not helping. Go ahead. My brother what?
Keep talking about it. Your brother predicted a ventilator shortage. He said he needed 40,000 ventilators or people would die. That shortage never materialized because the president engaged the private sector and the government to create the equipment, the PPE, the gowns, the gloves, and the ventilators that we need. And so, listen, Chris, I find it curious. Speaking of your brother, you're going to ask me these self-righteous questions and talk about people taking it seriously. Does this look like a couple of guys who were taking it seriously? You had your brother on for the Cuomo Brothers Comedy Hour, joking about the size of the Q-tip that you would need for his nose to get a test.
It was funny as hell.
Does this sound like somebody who was taking it very seriously?
Tim, let me tell you something.
The president has done this every step of the way.
Tim, my brother. Thank you for coming back to the show.
Mom told me I had to.
This was the actual swab that was being used
to fit up that double barrel shotgun that you have mounted on the front of your pretty face. That swab is like a piece of lint going in that thing in your face. How could it have collected anything?
A sixth woman is now reportedly accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment. Meanwhile, state lawmakers demand information about his book deal because of what they call suspicious timing and connections to the alterations that were made in the nursing home numbers around that same time.
As you mentioned, this is the eighth woman to come forward. She, as you mentioned again, is the first person to come forward with these accusations while she currently works for the governor. A lot of the people we've seen have been former aides, but she currently is an employee. Her name is Alyssa McGrath, and she gave her account to the New York Times detailing some of the behavior that she reported in this article. She accuses the governor of staring, making inappropriate or suggestive remarks, and of course comments on her looks, something her lawyer responded to, quote, "This would be unacceptable behavior from any boss, much less the governor."
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, here's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So while all this is going on, 11 girls now, we could have played clips for 2 hours. But while all this is going on, this man is being considered as president. We played the mashup of the adulation clips of, "You're amazing, you're this, you're that, oh my gosh," and how smug he does in his interviews, and the seriousness in which he's taking the problem as his brother puts him on CNN and they talk about, you know, how big his nostrils are, and his brother, Fredo. "Oh, yeah, there was a funny segment. Yeah, it was great. Yeah." Yeah, real serious people. These are people, as I say, they're the Uday and Kusei of America, certainly of New York. And there's more to it. I want to go into it a little bit more, and then we'll jump off to Cuomo's for a bit, at least until he's gone. And I don't know, you know, he's going to still fight it out. We'll see how that goes. But the interesting thing when you play it back in succession is there were 11 girls over a certain period of time. Cuomo is supposedly battling to save New York as New York's numbers are going up and he's implementing draconian measures. He then at the very end says he's going to make marijuana legal in a last ditch effort to save his hide. And we didn't even bother to play that clip. But all the while this is going on, there's still this undercurrent of he might get out of it, and you got to be aware that if he gets out of this, there could be hell to pay. Anyway, we'll come back and finish this off.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
David, we're standing by for Governor Cuomo's press conference, his daily briefing. How would you contrast Cuomo and President Trump's handling of the crisis?
Truth versus mendacity.
Governor Cuomo out there day after day after day. Everything Trump isn't. Honest, direct, brave.
Real leadership of the kind the President of the United States should have provided.
Governor Cuomo is clearly living in a totally different reality, the actual one,
than the president of the United States.
Governor Cuomo has become a national leader.
For a lot of people, Andrew Cuomo has become the leader of the Democratic Party.
He is conveying incredible strength.
You spoke to National Guard troops today in a stirring speech that, if I wasn't listening carefully, I thought you were sending soldiers off to war.
This has been a remarkable show of leadership by Governor Cuomo in recent days. He's providing hope, but not false hope.
Governor Cuomo, I think, is one of the heroes on the front lines.
With all of this adulation that you're getting for doing your job, are you thinking about running for president?
Andrew Cuomo, who has a daily television show now and has become in some ways the shadow president.
Maybe Trump is just a little bit mad that Governor Cuomo has become a kind of acting president.
Dealing with hardship actually makes you stronger. That's what Governor Cuomo said earlier today. That's what I'm going to go teach my kids right now at home.
Oh, my gosh. I love that clip. God, man, how many times can we play that clip and it not just make you giggle? Leadership.
Cuomo's totally different reality. He's a national leader. Incredible strength.
You spoke to the National Guard. You gave a stirring speech. It was like you were sending them off to war. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'd like to go back to every one of those people who were giving these unbelievable speeches and adulation on behalf of Cuomo and ask them a very simple question. Do you take any of it back? How many shows have I done, folks, where I've asked a very simple question of the left? I say, can you just ask yourself, what if what you think is a lie? What if it isn't the way you think it is? And do they do that? Does the left ever go, you know, while I do like Cuomo, there's something about him I like. I really, you know, I'm going to reserve judgment until whatever. No. They're right, man. They are right no matter what. Remarkable leadership. Hope, not false hope. One of the heroes. Shadow president is the way they describe this guy. And where is he? By the way, let me remind you, Anthony Weiner was a rising star in Democratic politics. Michael Avenatti was considered presidential in Democratic politics. Comey is one of the most straight-laced guys ever, they say, as was Robert Mueller. You couldn't get any more straight arrow. I want you to look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't put my faith in any man. I evaluate people and I accept them for their flaws. And what Democrats do is they put whoever is the flavor of the day, man. I want you to understand the talking points that went out. You will make Cuomo, he's amazing. And they did it. Joy Reid, Brian Stelter, I don't even know all those knuckleheads over at all the different networks, but all of them. Oh, he's amazing, man. Oh, he's a shadow president. Chris Fredo Cuomo and Andrew Killa Cuomo squandered the Cuomo family legacy that was established by their father, Mario. And I don't know much about Mario's politics. He was a New York Democrat. He rose to power as a governor. That means he stepped on a lot of people's necks. But he seemed like a reasonable guy. I don't know enough about him to say one way or the other. I think he did his best to raise two boys, right, even though they are the Uday and Kuse of New York. And subsequent to the father's death, they have run roughshod over that state as Big Brother ran the state and Little Brother ran the media. But now, folks, those days are coming to an end. The embattled governor has discovered that 63% of New Yorkers support removing him from office. This was a recent poll that came out. Yeah. And that's a pretty funny, pretty interesting fun fact when you consider that this guy, in multiple instances, was being touted as potentially presidential. And he, no, I'm going to stay as the leader of New York. This is where my calling. And as I said, if this situation with Cuomo doesn't remind you of Michael Avenatti, you're not paying attention.
Avenatti, one of the guys said, well, Cuomo practically has his own TV show as he's giving his daily briefings. Cuomo was giving daily briefings on the COVID-19, a.k.a. Wu Flu, as New York was going through the worst of it. They locked down. They did all this stuff. They were one of the worst examples, and they were touting this guy for leadership. They were giving him all kinds of awards, and we'll get into that a little bit. It's just amazing.
He's got his own TV show practically.
Maybe Cuomo can avoid extortion and jail time, but this one's got him scratching. It's got me scratching my head because I told you guys, I said, this guy does not want to give up. He doesn't want to relinquish that power. But what he did was he offered not to run again if the New York legislature wouldn't impeach him. Look, listen, drunk on power, don't impeach me and I promise I won't run again. His chances of re-election are practically zero, but he makes this offer as if he is a conquering hero returning from war. Can you imagine, just for a second, Cuomo serving as governor for another 15 months, that's when he's up for re-election, unchecked. You want to talk about La Cosa Nostra and Vendetta? This Italian will start whacking people in the middle of Times Square in broad daylight. 15. Just let me serve out my term and, you know, let me do what I'm doing and let me continue to legalize marijuana. Maybe there might be one or two more girls that come forward and say that I molested them, but it is okay because I promise you I will not run again. You have this on my honor. Head of the New York Mafia. The Italians. Man. So here's the deal. 15 months is a lifetime in politics, as most people know. And I want you to just remember, over the 15 months, Cuomo helped in a coup against President Trump. While Trump was doing all the right things, Cuomo was saying he wasn't doing all the right things. And that's what I'd like to talk to Joy Reid and Stelter and all these MSNBC and CNN analysts about and say, hey, you were all over this man months ago. Anyway, he locked down his state. He implemented mask mandates, practically ruined New York's economy. I don't know. They said 30% of the small businesses in New York are not going to come back. He killed over 15,000 New York elderly, and he received an Emmy for that. He wrote a book that he received millions of dollars, and the book is it's an act of fiction. Oh, and that's right. He sexually harassed at least 11 women without any repercussions until now. So I can see why Democrats were giving him all kinds of praise, because that's a hero in leftist circles. But let's go back to his pledge. I promise I'm not going to do it. Yeah, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan, period. Remember that? So you can trust politicians who can legally lie to you and be okay with it. Now, I don't think this guy could win an election. But can you imagine the damage he could do over 15 months, the revenge he can enact in 15 months? There was a legislator that said he threatened me, and this is when Cuomo was still in power. Cuomo shut down a commission that was to investigate crime when they started investigating his shenanigans. He shut it down. Nothing happened. See, that's a powerful dude who can come in and just say, I don't care what happens. This is the way the world's going to work. Can you imagine this New York mafioso Italiano for 15 months getting even with the people that have tried to get rid of him? What do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to take that line down? Because I don't. But the good news is we don't have to worry about it because Cuomo's out of here. Forget about it. He's out of here. I don't know what leftist scumbag's going to replace him. I can tell you this, I believe that New Yorkers are sick of Cuomo, they're sick of de Blasio, they're sick of leftism. This is true all over America, all over the world. But the king has been dethroned. Maybe we can get Biden next.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.